Hachinam Mistabra. Mamash on top of Mahim Aleph. So we're saying the Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So Mor says, I'm going to prove to you that Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So Tosfos says, and we know, we already had before in the first parak, that Rav said about the case of the Karcha Dezuzi, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So what does the Mor need to prove? The Mor wants to prove that Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda in regards to the halacha of Migud Is Katzor the Ben Hashmoshes Is Katzor the Kula Yoyma. There we saw the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda, that certain cases are, yes, muksa or not muksa. How much does a person maksa his das from items? So what was it? The muksa was muksa with things which are set aside for the purpose of scharos. So Rav says muksa, Rabbi Yehuda says muksa, Rishima says not. Okay. Do you say something at the beginning of Shabbos was muksa, that remains muksa the rest of Shabbos, even now it's accessible and available? Rabbi Yehuda says yes. Rishima says no. What does Rav hold? And so we're saying over here, Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Hachanam Mistabra. Why? Rav Rabbi Yehuda. Sirele, the Omer Rav, we find Rav says the following halacha. You know, let me mishtamish with an ilan on Yom Tov or on Shabbos. So putting something on the ilan, taking something off of the ilan, using the ilan as, even without moving the ilan, without making it muksa, there's an issue of being mishtamish be ilan. So Rav says, Menichin ner al gabi dekel be Shabbos. You let it put a ner before Shabbos on this tree to burn. It's not like our candle would burn down and then burn the tree. You're putting it in the air, I guess, hanging it, or doing somebody putting it on the tree, and it won't burn down the tree. So you're allowed to put it there before Shabbos. But you can't do it on Yom Tov. So what's the difference? Because by Shabbos, it remains muksa the rest of Shabbos, so you're not going to be mishtamash ilan, you're not going to take it on and not take it off, because you hold it's muksa, according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Shimon, it wouldn't be muksa anymore, so you'd have a concern, you might take it off. When it's finished, you might take it off. And that's by Yom Tov, since there's nothing muksa about a lamp on Yom Tov, because you're allowed to light, you're allowed to use fire on Yom Tov. So we're afraid that when he's finished, he might take it off and forget and take it off and be mishtamash b'ilun. Siyam Rabbi Shlomo Rav Rabbi Yehuda Sirelei. This is Hanan Shani Lei Ben Shabbos Le Yom Tov. If Rav holds Rabbi Yehuda, so Shabbos remains inaccessible, unusable the rest of Shabbos, you're not going to take it off the tree. But on Yom Tov, where it is accessible, after because you're allowed to move a nair on Yom Tov, not while it's burning, because the chashash of being makarva to the nair, but once it goes out, it's not muksa, so you might take it off the tree. So Rav says, don't put it on a tree on Yom Tov. It's a fair question. Anytime you're interacting with the tree, putting on or putting off, halacha says that's called you're taking advantage of what the tree has to offer you. So if I put my coat there, a person forgets, we had this mice once in camp, a person forgot they were standing outside and having this nice shiur Shabbos afternoon, with the kids, and one of the kids took off his Shabbos jacket and put it on the tree. It remains there the rest of Shabbos. Because that's called you're now being mishtamish with the ilan. You're taking advantage. You're using what the ilan has. The ilan is functioning and giving you with functioning as a tree rack, as a coat rack, and now it's giving you the coat. So that's a problem. What?
In this case,
so now I'm getting
the tree's coat rack.
Right.
It's actually a lamp rack.
Right.
When you remove the lamp.
So you. I don't know, the tree has changed, but the tree gave you something, so you took advantage of what the tree has to offer. But you've taken advantage of what the tree has to offer. The tree gave you something. It's called Mishamash Bilan. We'll call it the English we want to call it, but that's what it means. So Mor says, so according to, if you hold a Rabbi Yehuda, great. Rabbi Shimon Sirelei, if Rav holds a Rabbi Shimon, Somali Shabbos Mali Yom Tov, what's in Shabbos and Yom Tov? Both of them, you're able to use it after it goes out. So why on Shabbos are you less worried than Yom Tov? Okay, for the Markash. So good. Rav holds a Rabbi Yehuda that Midas is Kabbalah Shemoshes is the Kuliyam. Mor says, "But Rav Rabbi Yehuda Sirelei, really? What by me the Rav? They asked Rav Ma'ul to Tulei Shroga the Chanukso Yikami Chabori b'Shabbos Shabbat." So this guy lit his near Chanukah. And we met the Chaboris, the wonderful fellows who did not like, they worshipped the fire, whatever it was, and they were makban on the day of their chag, you can't have any fire in the world. So he lit the Ner Chanukah. Now it went out. So he's not interested in having this thing sticking out there in the front of the Shabbos of Hanukkah. The Shabbos of Hanukkah, so he lit it. Okay, now it went out. He's not interested in having it hang out there in the front as a sign that he lit it there. Says he allowed to move it. Rabbi Lo Shabbos Domi. See, he allowed to move it. See, Rabbi holds like once it went out, it's not mukhs anymore, like Rabbi Shimon. Or says Shas Atchak Shani. That's a case of necessity. It's mutter to ha omer Rav Kahana Rav Ashi the Rav, because in that story itself, Rav Kahana and Rav Ashi, this Rav Ashi has to be a different Rav Ashi than Stam Rav Ashi, because they actually said to Rav, Rav was the first generation of Ura, and Rav Ashi was the last generation of Ura, the six generations in between, or eight generations in between. So Hachi Hilchel, is that really the halacha that you're allowed to move it? You all like your Behuda? You know, in the case of necessity, you can rely on Rav Shimon. So that's not a kash. Let's see Rashi. Minichan nirbe b'odyoyim, top of the page, al-gabi dekel, on the tree, b'yidolek shom b'shabbos, and it'll be lit there on Shabbos. Dolek l'meichash l'chish yichov, l'ichkele minei, we're not worried when it goes out, he'll take it. V'nim se mishtamash b'mechubar, he's taking advantage of this tree, which is mechubar's the karaka. The kima, the akse, the dabar osir, and the shmosh, it's considered the kulayam. Once it's muksa, it remains muksa. They menichan b'yaptiv, the shokol, monokle, mishtamash b'ilan. By yamtiv, you can take it on, you can put it off, and you make mishtamash b'ilan. According to Rav Shimon, Mali Shabbos, but Shabbos, not mishokol at the chisho, but you can take it off when it goes out.
I understand it. I mean, it's still, it's a question of the sir.
Right, so if you have a tzarech, you'd be able to take it.
I don't understand what kind of
tzarech would you have.
You're going to need the.
You can use the thing as a paperweight, the good old paperweights. Shrug of the chanukso, achar shekava, after went out, mikamei chabori shel yiru b'chotzer. So he lit it by the chotzer. Karmina b'perikin the liyo, gazed in the last perik. The noise to b'tefach hasamach l'rishis harabim. You put it outside, next to rishis harabim. V'yedu, they'll see this lamp there, shalikah boy, but near, they live near there. V'heim gozer shalol lahadlik, and they were gozer not to be madlik. In general, against Ner Hanukkah, or, inami b'yem chagam, emanichim lidlik or ele b'vesa b'azor. So, chabor yishem, umma shal yisa ima prasiyim, there's this nation with the prasiyim, which we're not, we have there's a b'azoras, etc. Now, Tosha says, we had in the last parak, you just, b'shas etzkanu, you put up al shachon abadaya. So why is he putting it over here? And why isn't this problem every near Shabbos? Why are you only worried about Shabbos to Hanukkah? Because Shabbos to Hanukkah was outside. That, whereas the other one was inside, was less conspicuous, we weren't worried about it. But b'shas etzkanu, you put it on the al shachon abadaya, so near Shabbos and near Hanukkah should be the same thing now. So why is it specifically shaila about Hanukkah? So Tosfos says that the gzeir was, it's talking about there was a gzeir not to light Ner Hanukkah, period. It was specifically against Ner Hanukkah because that was a sakana. But Rashi seems to know that that's first, Rashi's first pshat. Right? Rashi's second pshat was their general issue. So, yeah. So, if they worked out according to Rashi. So they asked him, is that the halacha? But to me, it's a question. B'shasetchak, sakana, al-mashal b'shasetchak, osir. And you see from his answer that that itself was a raya, because he only said b'shasetchak, it's mutter. Argues in Rashi, because if it's b'shasetchak, I mean, obviously it's mutter. Because I hear Rav Shimon, lismachal b'shasetchak, and there'd be no Rav Shimon, b'shasetchak, you would be killed for it. I mean, like, what's the other option? Shazakak means it wasn't mamash sakana. It was, you know, it was painful, whatever it was, but it wasn't sakana. That's what he meant. Okay. Boy minei reish lakish min Rabbi Yochanan. Chitin shazorin b'karka ubeyim shetachat satana gerlis mahu. Okay, this is in Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon Shita. Rav Shimon holds that there's no, that Rav Shimon Shita, which really the two of them go together, but they're really the two of them. Allah, one is that something which is muksa beginning Shabbos remains thus, even though the problem which gave it the of muksa is removed. The other point is that it doesn't remain muksa because he has das when it, like we had before, when it's accessible and available, he wants to use it. The other din of the non muksa of Rav Shimon is that when anything that is back of his mind, he says, you know, maybe I will want to use it for something which is permitted. I'm not going to say only designate it for this prohibited type of usage. That's also part of Rav Shimon's thought process. It's not totally designated only for that. So something more. But what about in the case where the person that's when it happens by itself that it became used for X? So he's saying, you know, maybe Y also. But let's say he specifically designates it for X. So he takes chitim, which you can eat chitim, and he sticks them into the ground to plant. They didn't take root yet, so there's no malach of kaitzer of taking them out, right? But the mitzvah, you stuck them in the ground. Pretty much you said goodbye to them, you're not planning to use them anymore. Now you say, you know what? Okay, I need that. I want to take it out and eat it. According to Shimon, what's the halo? Is it maybe this is worse? Same thing, you put an egg under the tanner girdles to hatch. So you pretty much have designated for that purpose. Now you change your mind. Mahu, ki lesa the Shimon muksa hechad oladach biyadayim. If he hasn't actively pushed it away, but hechad oladach biyadayim is the muksa. But demolishna, maybe there's no difference. This is what Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yechon. So Rabbi Yechon said back, according to Shimon, Amalei ein muksa the Shimon ela shemen shebener b'shal shehu doylek. The only case of muksa according to Shimon, well, that's in regards to these type of things. Shimon agrees to muksa machos sarn kis, but he holds that it's muksa while so it's not the only one. But in regards to these type of cases, where you're being maxed by yadayim, so shemen shemener is also maxed by yadayim. You designate it for that purpose while it's lit. And when it goes out, it means now that it's accessible and available, it's not muksa. And even shemen shemener is because hal b'huksel mitzvah soy b'huksel isurah. Now the gears of there's a gears on the side of v'huksel the isurah. It has in it that it's designated for the purpose of the mitzvah there, and there's a problem you can't move it, you can't use it because of the veir involved in taking out oil. So it has both of those elements. Bam! That's when Rav Shimon holds a muksa. Anything else, it's not muksa.
So you need both elements.
That's the more is assuming this step. The more says, "Well, less lay hooks of the mitzvah." So you tell me he doesn't hold a hooks of the mitzvah alone. It's only if it's in conjunction with hooks of the surah. That's why they put the vav in over there. The Sefer Shana puts in the vav. Iva Tanya. We learned that a brisa. We had this in Beya. Person put the schach on properly, and then he started doing noise sukkah, and he made it. He was ma'atur, and he made it beautiful. Bekromim with he hugged begadim upsadinim and hamasayorim, or linens which had pictures on them. So the begadim he hung nuts afarsikim, I think are quinces usually they translate it. Shkedim almonds rimonim pomegranates or pechilish anavim. Bunches of grapes, a Torah Shal Shibarlim, interwoven pieces of wheat, stalks of wheat, Yenois, he hung containers of wine, Shmonim, oils, Vesalosis, flowers, flours. Also, the Tabim Mehem, I'm not saying Yom Tov Achron. You cannot use them until after you designate for that purpose. You can't take it off and say, okay, I want to use it for something else. It's hooks of the mitzvah. If you made it tonight, which they're explaining means you made this, you said, Lashem, any bottle mehem kol ben ashmashes. During the ben ashmashes, which is designated, I say, I'm maintaining the right to change my mind to use it. Okay.
Are we talking about Shabbos issues?
No, hooks of the mitzvah.
No, so
all circles.
Yeah, okay,
It becomes designated for this, so you can't use it for anything else. Now, there's no issue of tiltol. That's not the issue. But it's hooks of mitzvah. It's designated for the mitzvah. It becomes prohibited for other usages. But according, and you see that it's mukhsa. So Morse says, good. Where do you see that it's Rav Shimon talking? Maybe it's Rav Yehuda talking. Well, the Tani Rav Chiya Bar Yosef became the Birchon, because. And this is Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yosef quoted a brisa in front of Yochanan. It says, "Ein nerlin etzim in a sukkah b'yamtiv, elam in a samach lo." you can't take the wood off the top of the schar because that's a problem of your doing the act of being soiser of the oil on top. However, in a summer glove, if there's any wood which is standing, leaning next to the doifin, so that's not called part of the doifin, and you're allowed to remove it. So a person, Rav Shimon is matter. Rav Shimon says the fact that there's, you know, if the oil is still an oil, so you're not to be in charge of the oil. The only way, what element you designated for that purpose? Well, that's not that. I don't believe in these designations. But this is talking about you made a booth to sit in Shavuos time. It's a nice, cool booth. But the Shabbat and Sukkot, Hachag Bechag, Shia Sura. Im Hisna Lei and a Kol Vitzano. So apparently, but when it comes to Sukkot already, because of the designation of the purpose they're using for the Sukkot of the Mitzvah, it becomes prohibited. So Rav Shimon seems to agree to this idea of Huxa L'Mitzvasa. Some more answers. Ke'ein Shemen Shebener Karminen. Held Huxa L'Mitzvasa Huxa L'Yisurot. So now the Morris comes along and saying that you don't need something to be Huxa you don't need both to create the muksa. Shemen, the huksa the mitzvasai works on its own. And huksa the surai, so Rashi seems to say that the huksa the surai by the shemen shebener is because it's huksa the mitzvasai. Now, we had before that it's huksa the mitzvasai, not mitzad, the a seisher boy, you need it. The halacha of having an erev Shabbos, it's not the iser. You can't use the shemen at that point in time. So kol zman, it's lit. You're definitely being masir das from it. Like, I can't use it right now. So why you need huksa mitzvah? So so less the more just means because of the halachas of Shabbos, you max it asumit, and therefore so the surah, it remains also it gets a little mux at that point in time. Okay, that is, but the case of the chitim, which they're really accessible, so Shimon is not, there's no, even though you're dachim yadayim, it's not mux. Rashi shazorim b'karka. Okay, it's about 10-12 lines down. No, 10 lines down on the narrow lines. Shazorim b'karka, but I don't know hishrishu. They didn't take root yet. Ma'al lilkut v'lecho. Can you gather them and eat? Emuk sav shimon derdaber roy el b'shemen shemener b'shoshu darlik ketanya liel. While it's lit by shemen shemener, it's muksa. But once it's someone is accessible, it's not muksa. Ha'al huksa l'mitzvah say l'shabes huksa l'suray iser kibui. You have huksa mitzvah, the purpose of the mitzvah, and the iser of kibbut. Huksa mitzvah less lay, but to me it's a question. So shemen shemener dafka kamer the ikatarti muksa the mitzvah and muksa the shalshas lekasim mishum iser kibbut. You need both to create muksa. Of a muksa the mitzvah greater, the muksa mitzvah alone lo yoser feel b'shas the mitzvah, even though the mitzvah is going on, but you'll take away its designation for the mitzvah. But tanya sichachol the sukkah. And then you put a crumb in big day tzivoyim, colored garments, shakaran uvraina. Our farsikim is pirsiki belaz. Yenus of shmonim klisruch is a nice glass containers, beautiful things. Amosim to rachem. Vacha muksa the mitzah ika muksa the iserleka. The only muksa is the muksa mitzvah. So the imishum stiras oil. It should be mutter. Stiras oil is a problem in Yom Tov, so but this is muksa for the whole 7 days, even when it's cholamoid. So all there is muksa mitzvah. So muksa mitzvah by cholamoid does not create an isra tiltul. So Chol HaMoed, your of Sukkahs, your Sukkah is muksa in the sense you cannot decide to use it for something else. If they use it, but it doesn't mean that if it falls down, you can't move me metaltal. On Yom Tov, because it's hooks of the mitzvah, and you cannot use it for anything else, therefore, it gets a din of muksa. According to Yehuda, even if it falls down, it's no longer a mitzvah. It's not part of the mitzvah anymore, but it was muksa and remains osur b'tiltul. According to Shimon, once it's down, it's down. But you can't use it for something else. So you see, he holds a hooks of mitzvah. Well, we might have Shimon. The misvin, the sibul chomine. How can I ask the question that Shimon may have faced? Tanu b'kiyah in early Nitzim b'Pesach, but Tzeres misukah asil. Let's say you made a sukkah for shade, and it's a yom tov b'Pesach or Tzeres. Fill noflu, even if it fell, you can't use it. Mishum muksa the tzorik machos steers oil b'yom tov because it has the muksa of oil. So Shimon says once it falls, Shimon is matter. One second. Element of samach lo. If samach chavilas eitzim eitzol doifno leke yisur muksa. If you put some bundles of wood next to the wall, they're not muksa. The daita yiluye me esmal lemishkalino lemacher. He has in mind to take those pieces of wood if he needs them. The sasabu oil because there's no steers oil involved in taking away the wood next to the wall. Mahach the tanya of kibar yosef habimotzel usve bereisha. So the more the truth is, the more could have went straight to this brisa. El nichal el asuyim im esnisa der Rebchiyah Reboishe karbina kol ba'alma kol misal misisa la misa Rebbeir Rebchiyah. The first brisa was a brisa which had been, was one of the brises which Rebchiyah and Reboishe had taught, which those were considered much more reliable than this brisa that Rebchiyah bar Yosef was quoting. Shimon is matrim nafal in case of I said it wrong in the Gemara. Shimon is matter in the case where it fell, even though there's element of stearous oil involved taking from the schach while it's on top, while it's standing. But once it falls, either it falls off or it falls down, so Shimon says it's not muksa. The less they muksa, v'achem avgin lo meseth is beya. V'shomer mesuk eschak v'chag shehuk se mitzvasa, the mitzvasa kol shiva. It's designated for 7 days. Amo kol shas mitzvasa noig muksa shalom. Bavu gav doleke iser stira. Even though there's no iser stira, there's a din of muksa. So you see, elke ein shem shabaner kamina blemishum iser, elmishum mitzvah. I don't need the iser kibui to create the muksa. The hell of the hooks of the mitzvasa, the Shabbos hooks of the holzman iser delikasei. So the hooks of mitzvasa of designated for the purpose of being a nair would be enough to make it. That's a pshat. That alone would be enough to make it muksa while it's lit. Below yosir, they mitzvah lebishas the koset. Over there, the mitzvah is while it's lit. We should cover ain by mitzvah. So now, once it goes out, so Shimon says, I want to use it. Mitzvah called shiva, vaksosa called zman mitzvah. But by the sukkah, it's mitzvah 7 days, and therefore it's muksa for that purpose the whole 7 days. Maybe that's the pshat. It means that huksa mitzvah can create the din of iser alone. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, "Ein muksa l'Rav Shimon ela groigers mitzimukim bilvad." The only case of muksa Rav Shimon agrees to is groigers and simukim. So groigers and simukim, they have in them two advantages. A, that you've intentionally put, the way you make raisins is you take your grapes and you put them out in a place which to dry, hot sun to dry. So it's dach v'yadayim, you're saying I'm putting them away for the purpose of being raisins. And during the process while they're drying, they become inedible. So they're dach v'yadayim and they're going to become non-usable. So those get the din of muksa. By grogers, you're drying figs, and simukim are raisins, which are your dried grapes. Mor says umidi achrin yiloi, the other things not. Latanya, hayoichel b'tzeinim. He was eating figs and he left some over. For Helen Lagar, Glasses Man Gregor. So he took him up to the roof, which they had the flat roofs. They would dry things there on the roof. So he put it up on the roof to dry it out to make Gregors out of them. So he had a pile of figs, ate some leftover figs. Let's go make him into Gregor. Or he was eating Banovim, he was eating grapes. Rehoiser had some grapes left over. Helen Lagar, Glasses Man Simukim, they wanted to make raisins. So lo yechol, he can't eat achiyazma until you're mazman. Will you come back and decide that they're usable? Let's try to look at for now. Okay. V'chelat ha'omer b'farsikin v'chavushin v'sharmeni k'mini peris. And similarly, by the cases of these other types of fruits. A farsik is an apricot, and a chavushim are quinces. Bashar komeni peris, and other types of fruits. So money. Who's the ton of this price? Elam Rabbi Yehuda. If the ton of the price is Rabbi Yehuda talking, so why do you have to give examples of the person actively went and put it aside? That's the examples it gives. So obviously. Obviously, he holds a muksa when you designate it. Like, what's the big chiddush of this brayso, according to Yehuda? We understand that when you designate it for purpose X, which is not usable, that becomes muksa. El Lav Rav Shimon, it's Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon apparently agrees by other fruits also. The difference being that by other fruits, even during the drying process, they remain edible. And as opposed to Gregors and Simukim, Tainim and Anovim, that during the drying process they become inedible. So you see, even by fruits which remain edible, the act of Dachim being Dachim Yedayim is enough. So why are you saying only Tainim and Anovim? So Mor says, no. La'olam, the Brice is a Behuda. So the question was, what's the Chiddush of the Brice? It's obvious that they come Muksa. The Mor says, "Va'ochel itzuchale." The chiddush of the brisa is the fact that he was eating. So, I mean, kiman the ka'ochel ba'ozel lo liboy hazmana. Kamash one kiman the hell nagag asuchi asked l'day teminayil. He's been eating it. So, and then he said, "Oh, I have some leftover. Let's put him up there." But you know that situation where he's eating it, seemingly has some left over, like in the back of his mind, saying, you know, hey, maybe I do want some more. So he put up on the gag and says, you know what, I changed my mind. Oh, too late. No, maybe the logic would be over that the act that it's all part of this Maisachila, that he's not being Messiah of Das. And therefore, Rabbi Huda would agree that case is not Muksa, and you're allowed to take it back. So come on, the price says, no, that's not true. Once you put it on the roof, you say goodbye. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Agaris is smukim. Gregers is tainim shemalon legag liyavshon. You take them up to the roof. Figs to dry. Mishenishto shomat. Once they're there for a little bit, they start drying. Tainim riyim lachila. Atzis yavshon. They become inedible until they dry totally. Chen smukim danovim. Raisins of out of grapes. Leyachem tainim rebusim mashminin. They have ochel beozel. Even though he was in the middle of eating, so I would think that maybe the act of eating would say he's keeping his mind on it. Once he stopped and he put it up on the roof, askinu to put up on the roof, so he's mesiach das and he was maxed. Chavushim are quince. Kenat the omer malvagav the honey chazi kol shaita. Even all these other types of fruits don't become inedible; they remain. Potential usable edible filnishto lonis kalkulu mio helbe vaccino with a series, but once you put it aside, they become us. In every Behuda, lomeli hanuk did not get the chinib yadayim. Why do you have to give me examples of you actively put them away to dry, making them not usable, or you know, making them designated for a different purpose? I feel like Nisa Nami Loitzim Boyazmana. Karni Behuda is the other way around. You know, if it's there and the oitz are potentially being used to sell, so that's its purpose until you decide you want to use that. Okay. Boy mine Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe, may Rabbi Shimon Rebbe asked his father Rebbe. Tzilei Tzimora Rabbi Shimon Mahu. So you would gather these dates. Some of them you would gather them before they're ripe, and you put them into containers, which would allow them to heat up inside of the container. You know, just the being enclosed together, all of them together. So that would, you know, like you buy your pear and you keep it in the bag for a few days until it ripens. So are they muksa before they ripen? Because you pick them, I want to eat one that's not ripe, I don't mind. But the fact that they were not ripe and you put them aside in this basket to ripen, is that an act of being muksa b'yadayim or not? So, amalei ein muksa l'vshimen ela gregos v'tzim mukim b'vat. So, the karnim shimen, there's no muksa except for something which is not edible. These things, the mice are edible, so they're not muksa. Okay. So the Morris and Etzakasha, apparently it seems the Rebbe doesn't hold a muksa. The Morris answer is going to be that Rebbe is just explaining Rav Shimon Shita. At least one answer of the Gemara the Morris is going to give is Rebbe is explaining Rav Shimon Shita, but Rebbe himself does hold a muksa. So the kasha is not the kasha. But meanwhile, the Morris is at least assuming right now the fact that the fact that he's explaining Rav Shimon Shita was maybe indicative of the fact that Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe asked him according to Rav Shimon would be the assumption that apparently Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe understood that his father really held Rav Shimon Shita was the Iker Shita, and that's how he's noig. And wonder what I do l'machol amais according to Rav Shimon. That's
why didn't he just say why did he say like Rav Shimon?
Bisht at the end of Beya. A mashkin b'shechten as midborios, of a mashkin b'shechten as a baisus. So you can't, before they would shech, they would give it a drink, and that would apparently would make it a little bit more moist, and therefore be easier to move the skin. But you have these animals which are out to pasture, so you don't dasen them, and they're muksa. The ones which you keep closer to home, you have dasen them, and therefore you're allowed to shech them on yomta. V'tanya Elohein midborios. So, what's the definition of midborios? Ones which are out to pasture. Kol sheyotz is bePesach, minichnos is bRevi'a. They go out when the rain stops Pesach time, and they come back when the rain starts in Cheshvan. They basically are out all the way out in the meadows and the pastures the whole summer. Baisus kol sheyotz is bRoyos chutz tchum. At the end of the day, when you comes nighttime, you bring them back into close to the city. Rabbi Amar Elu Elu Baisus Hain, that even the your example Midborius and Pesach Tosuk is called Baisus. The derech was that in the winter you would keep them in the corral, and in the summer you would let them out to pasture. And the person has das in those cases. Ve'elo hein miborius, what's miborius? Kol shorois be'efer, ve'en el hosel ishu, v'loi b'masachama, v'loi b'masach shama. But miborius apparently are a problem. But according to Shimon, why would the miborius be a problem? Because you always have das in everything that you own, in case you might need it. So Mora answers a few answers. Mora says, "The boy say my honey nami kigregas utzimukim damyan." Midborius, where you put it out into the midbor, so almost it's in a certain sense like you make on gerges utzimukim, because A, you designated that for that to do that, and B, there's not that they're inedible, but they're much more inaccessible. It's much more tircha involved in getting them. So that's already even Rav Shimon would agree to that. If I say the dvar of Rav Shimon kamer lay lo sphere lay. Second answer is that Rav Shimon Rebbe asked Rebbe, what does Rav Shimon hold? He could explain Rav Shimon, but he personally holds like a Yehuda. Iboy Hashem, a third answer is that he holds like Rav Shimon. There's no muksim. So the truth is, by him, Baisus and Mutter, and Miborius and Mutter. He is just saying, but according to you, Rav Yehuda, and the Rabbanim, which hold like Rav Yehuda, that there is muksa, your definition of Miborius is wrong. That's not muksa. Even like Rav Shimon, I think those should be vices. Even like Rav Yehuda, those should be vices. Rashi, pitzilei tamarim. Tamarim should not be cut them bishul. You would gather them before they're ripened. The kotzim is some basal. You put them in the basket. Show them in the love which you make out of the your palm leaves. They mispashes them later, and they ripen on their own. Ma'ol lechol mehen cut them bishul. Can you eat them before they ripen? Mimoyda behen the muksus hein kagurus the tzimukim aloi. Since you put them into the baskets, it's like midachim yadayim, and the muksa or not. So he said. But we hear the mice, and they are edible, so they're not muksa. When you boy minei aliva the Rebbe Shimon, since Rebbe Shimon, the Rebbe asked according to Rebbe Shimon, I'm a hamishmiyale meavu. Apparently, he heard from his father. The Rebbe Shimon sviyale, he was like Rebbe Shimon. You give it to drink beforehand, makes it easier to flay it. Hamiborius habrises, they go out, brises means outside, Russian bar. Bervia bermerchesh. Vela miborius, kosheres beifer, vahani mia asiri, alma isle muksa, but the ones of miborius are muksa. So you always say, mahani, the miborius nami, he grows with dummy. Why the like workers? A, the tchina be a time. B, H, Tarach, Leilach, Leviim. A, you're machi be a time. And B, there's a tirch involved. If I say, ma'ahi, the psili tomorrow, let the word of Shimon come. Remember this here, Rabbi Prasol, give Yehuda. He explained, the Shimon sheet to my psili tomorrow. And the third pshat is that he was telling them, that the Direi, I hold the Kib Shimon. I hold the Midboris also, but you hold the Kib Yehuda. I think your definition of Midborius is wrong. Okay.